is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
It's Friday, and every Friday at around this time, we bring you Good News Friday. Now, Good News Friday is where we ask you to share with us some good news story from your life. Now, Good News Friday can be something really small, but in your world, it's very significant. Or it can be a major bit of good news that you've gotten in the last couple of days. Share it with us right now on Good News Friday. Text or WhatsApp 0877 989898. You can send us a WhatsApp voice message to that same number, 0877 989898.
Now, the good news for everybody, Adrian, of course, is that this is the last weekend before summer.
It's the last weekend before summer.
Summer starts on Tuesday.
Does it indeed?
Yes, it does. Yeah, no, why are you looking at me like that? Like,
because I thought summer started in June.
No, we're not having this debate again.
Summer, yeah, I thought is, June, July and August was summer.
Summer is May, June, July. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I thought it was June, July, August.
Not okay. Having this debate. But anyway, Wednesday is the first. Can you believe it? Can anybody believe it? It was like I woke up and it was Christmas and now it's summertime. Like, where did spring go?
You wouldn't know it now looking at that weather today. But anyway.
No, well, anyway, there's the good news for everybody is that summertime starts on the 1st of May, which is this coming Wednesday. And you always know what summer radio stations start playing summer tunes and all that, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah,
that
they do, yeah.
Like, you wouldn't hear Katrina and the Waves Walking on Sunshine now on 98FM, would you?
But what, you'll hear it next Wednesday, will you?
I hope you will. It's my favourite summer song.
Okay, we want you to contact us with your good news story. Like I said, it can be something really big or really, really small, but for you, it is good news.
Is my young fella on the line again?
He is on the line. We are joined on the line by Master Dixon with his Friday good news.
Good morning, guys. How are you today? So my good news is that I am baking a cake today. I'm going to wear my baker's outfit. And Mama and I are going to be like Mary Berry and Paul Hollywood. Daddy is going to want to lick the bowl. No, Daddy, it's not going to happen.
It actually is.
When we have the cake in the oven, I'm going to sing pat a cake, baker's man. Bake me a cake as fast as you can. Roll it and pat it. And mark it with a B and put it in the oven for baby and me. And then our cake would be ready to take out of the oven. There won't be any soggy bottoms in this house. Tell me your good news Friday, guys. Call Rachel and Jamie now on 6797981. 98.
No soggy bottoms in your house.
In your house, sorry.
Do you lick the bowl? Are you a bowl licker?
No, I'm not. No.
Are you
no,
not?
No, no, that's what dishwashers were invented for.
Oh, I get accused of being a big child because I love licking the bowl. Am I the only adult that likes licking the bowl?
Yeah, probably.
Is it not the nicest thing ever? Probably very bad for you, by the way.
I would think so, yeah. It's not baked.
I put a photograph up on Facebook a couple of weeks ago. As you know, my wife's a baker, a fantastic baker. And I put up a photograph of my young fella, of Luke, licking the bowl afterwards. And someone commented on Facebook saying, "That's disgraceful, you're letting him eat raw egg."
It's true.
Is it?
It is, it hasn't been cooked. Why do you think we cook cakes?
You're such a snowflake. So licking a bowl, a cake bowl, is dangerous for you now, is it?
It is, yeah.
Really?
It's Good News Friday. What is your good news? Call us right now on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp 0877 989898. You can also send a WhatsApp voice message to that same number.
My good news is I'm 5. My tooth fell out and Andy Foodie gave me 10 euro.
10 euro?
The tooth fairy's gone mad, hasn't he? Is it 10 euro per tooth?
10 euro per tooth, apparently, yes.
And a child has 26 teeth in their mouth.
It's not 24, but anyway, yeah, okay.
Okay, so you're talking about
A lot of money.
250 quid per...
The tooth fairy's loaded.
Don't say that on the radio. Yes, if you're a child and you're losing your teeth, money is no object. You ask that tooth fairy for as much as you want and they will deliver. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, no, no. A tenner is enough. A tenner is the max. Yeah. Anyway, JD, you're on 98FM. How are you, JD?
Good morning, lads. How are you doing?
Morning,
you
okay? JD. What's your good news?
My good news is I'm going to see the Furies in Vicar Street tomorrow night.
Ah, well, I would say that will be a brilliant gig.
You were there the last time in Helix. In Helix, you were there the last time, Aidan.
Was I?
Adrian. Yes, you were.
Was I?
About a year and a half ago.
Was I indeed?
I'm Googling them. How do you spell them? Who are they?
The Furies. Who doesn't know the Furies now?
Don't be so ridiculous. Get him off the radio now.
Yeah, get off the radio now.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to tell you something. I have a post of the Furies. So tell that WhatsApp car. Don't tell anybody.
So, what's the Furies' famous song? Give me a song. Oh, did they sing?
Blow them. My old man.
Did they sing that song? When you were sweet.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, absolutely. Yes,
that's exactly what they sang.
Absolutely. That's
so the Furies tomorrow in Vicar Street. Thanks, JD. Although, I don't know what you're talking about, the Helix. I've never seen the Furies, so I don't know.
Was it not you?
No, you must be confusing me with somebody else.
My apologies. Well, I've seen you in the Axis many a times. So
indeed. Yes. I've been in the Axis many, many times.
I know. Like
thanks, JD. No, good luck. Enjoy the Furies tomorrow night. Natasha is in Finglas. Natasha, what's your good news?
Hey, Ed. I won €10 on a scratch card last night in my house. I was delighted.
You did say anything, Adrian.
I did say anything. Anything can be good news. Now,
yeah.
I mean,
I've been buying them years and I've never ever won. And every time I buy them, I always hype myself up as if I'm going to win.
And it never happens.
I'd be disgusted. But last night I won a tenner and I was delighted.
A whole tenner?
A tenner for a €2 scratch card.
Woohoo! So you're €8 up on the deal. Mind you, if you knock off every cent you've spent on scratch cards, you're probably way down on the deal. Thanks very much, Natasha. Here's another WhatsApp voice message.
Hi, my name's Sam. I'm 7 years old. And today I'm going to Hollywood Nails with my nanny to get my nails done with her. I'm really excited.
Ooh, very nice.
Where is she going to get it done?
Hollywood something or other.
Hollywood Nails. Did they do kids' nails now?
Apparently so. And here's another WhatsApp voice message.
My good news is Dylan's having a party for his birthday.
Oh, Dylan's having a party for his birthday.
Did you get the invite?
No.
No. Adrian, here's one. This is bizarre. From Rob. My good news is that I found my life-size poster of Skeletor from He-Man. Now, Rob, I assume, Rob, you're...
Life-size?
Life-size poster, yeah. So I assume, Rob, you're a grown adult. I don't think it's appropriate for a grown man to have a poster of He-Man Skeletor on his bedroom wall, is
especially
it?
A life-size one.
Yeah.
And what size is a life-size one? 6 foot tall?
Well, that's what size Skeletor was, yeah.
Now, let's go to Bernie. Bernie, what is your good news?
My good news is I'm in recovery from my hip replacement.
And how is the recovery going?
My recovery is going fantastic.
Ah, that's great news. It's a fairly major job, isn't it?
Well, from one that literally was walking to an execution last Wednesday and then got up out of the bed on Thursday, not a bother, got home on Friday and have had a splendid week with my two sisters visiting and the support of my youngest daughter, Vivian. I'm on top of the world.
Ah, that's great news. That really is.
I recently, Vivian, I love watching videos of operations on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah, it's a thing I do. And recently I decided, Bernie, that I would look at the operation of a hip replacement and I should...
No way. Can't do it.
I shouldn't have done it. I couldn't sleep for about a month afterwards.
I was told not to do it and I didn't do it and I'm glad I didn't do it because I would have been...
You're better off not knowing. So what difference has it made to you, Bernie? How are you feeling now?
Well, for the last few months, I was basically fairly housebound. Couldn't leave the house maybe without company. With pain from literally the mid-back, the hip radiating down the right leg, which just made me very immobile and was relying on a lot from, family support, getting out and about, maybe just for a quick walk. I live over here in a great place, just not far from 98FM. I'm over here in Hanover Quay. So I was able to literally walk to the square and back, and that was it, with support, obviously. But now, other than the pain of healing, I have none of the arthritic pain I had before.
Fantastic. So, and in a couple of weeks, you'll be hop, skipping and jumping around the place.
Well, I'm hoping that'll get me dancing shoes back
That's
on.
That's fantastic. I'm delighted for you, Bernie. Congratulations. That's great news.
Thank you so much. Hope
your recovery continues to go well for you. Well done. Thanks very much indeed. Here's another WhatsApp voice message.
Good morning, lads. My name is Bernard. I'm going to see Steps. But don't tell anyone.
You just told everyone yourself. That's fine.
Why
are Steps on?
He sounds delighted about it. Are Steps on? How did we miss that gig?
I don't know. I should be there.
I don't know. Let me find out. No, I don't think they are. Did they get back together?
I don't know.
Steps.
Oh, yeah. Actually, they are.
Oh, they're playing it. Who knew they were playing a 2019 tour?
Well, they obviously did. They need the money. Steps are performing. Or are they? Find out more. I want to know why I haven't been invited to the gig.
But you have to actually buy tickets.
Oh, do you?
But okay. You thought H from Steps was going to ring you up and go, "Hey, Adrian, haven't spoken in a while. Do you want to come to my gig?"
Kind of, yeah.
No.
Okay, let's have a listen to another WhatsApp voice message.
Hi, I'm Samantha. I'm five. And I slept in my own room by myself for the first time.
No, I'm in it as well.
Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's a lovely message.
Well done, Samantha. You're a big girl now, 5 years of age, and slept in her own room on her own for the very first time. Well done, Samantha. That's great news. And one final WhatsApp voice message.
Hello, my name is Robin, and my good news is my mammy fixed my diary.
Your mammy fixed what?
Diary, her diary.
Fixed her diary?
Do kids still have diaries?
Well, obviously so. Yeah. Is that what she said, a diary?
Yeah.
Listen again.
She said that.
Hello, my name is Robin, and my good news is my mammy fixed my diary.
Her diary?
Can you please send back another message to clarify whether that's your diary? Because how would your diary be broken?
I don't know.
Yeah.
If you can answer that for us, please, Robin, thank you. Now, where am I going? John, what is your good news this Friday? Hello, John.
Hello, Adrian.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm here. Oh, my days. I feel excited. I feel like a schoolgirl on a first date with a crush or something.
Finally,
after like a couple of times, I'm going to see the adventures. After a bunch of people try to spoil it for me.
Because there have been a load of spoilers about the Avengers movie.
I'm telling you, I managed to avoid every single one of them. And I'm here right now. I'm actually at the pawn shop trying to sneak in some...
Where are you going to see it?
Cineworld in Dublin.
Cineworld in Parnell Street.
You're
outside, ready to go in.
Literally, I'm just trying to sneak some snacks in.
I've rarely heard a grown man so excited.
Ah, you have no idea, Adrian. I've been watching this thing since I was a child. I mean, since there were cartoons on TV. Literally, one thing that annoys me is people that go watch it but know nothing about it. But literally, those are fake fans. But
okay.
I've been watching this since I was a little child, and I'm going to watch it right now.
Yeah. What's his name? Robert Downey Jr. What's the character's name?
I have no idea.
Iron Man kills Ant-Man in
Dixon! Knock it off! I'm shouting like a little crazy dude. Everyone's looking at me.
Oh, my God.
You've caused anger on Parnell Street.
Iron Man kills Ant-Man.
I'm going to find you, yeah? Dixon, knock it off.
Jesus.
Knock it off. I'm not going to listen to you, yeah? I'm about to walk into the room right now, so thank you very much.
It's only a movie. It's not real life, John. Calm down.
Move on.
I can't believe Iron Man killed Ant-Man. What was he thinking?
Leave it out. I'm not going to listen to you.
Leave it out.
You're taking the piss. Here, lads, I had a question, yeah?
Come on.
I just walked past the Gates Theatre. Here in Dublin, and I just noticed people call it the Gaiety Theatre. Why do they call it the Gaiety Theatre?
No, they're two different theatres.
Oh, are they?
Yes. The Gate Theatre is at Parnell Square there. Yeah?
Yeah.
The Gaiety Theatre is up at St. Stephen's Green.
Oh, fantastic.
There you
go.
Now you know.
John, I'd love to talk to you after drinking a full-sized, fully sugar Coke drink. This is before he's had the Coke in the cinema.
No, you see. This is just... so much excitement building in. It's like, I don't know.
I tell you, John, the best bit of the movie was when Iron Man and Thor had a fight.
Dixon.
Good luck, John. Enjoy the movie.
Likewise. Thank you.
Iron Man, Adrian, at the end of the movie, marries Thor. That was the twist in the movie.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't seen the movie.
Oh, that's all right.
Have you seen, your son is
mad into it.
What did he think of the movie?
Loved it, yeah. Loved it.
Any spoilers?
I'm not going to give any spoilers.
Imagine sitting beside John in the
My
cinema.
Good News Friday, says this message, is my son turned 17 today. He has cystic fibrosis and he's as healthy, if not healthier, than any 17-year-old, which is fantastic news. And happy birthday to your son. I don't know his name, but happy birthday to him nonetheless. Here's another WhatsApp voice message.
It's Friday after a long, hard day's work, and I'm going on the bleeding gargle. So the best of luck to you all, yes.
Well, it's 10 past 11. Fair enough. John, you're on 98FM. How are you, John? Hello, John.
Hello, Adrian.
Yes, John, yeah. How are you?
Yeah, you had another John on there.
I did. You're another John. John, what is your good news?
Well, I went for an interview yesterday for a sound engineering course.
Okay.
And I was actually there in 2015, 2016. It was only for a year.
Right.
So I'm about to put in for a C scheme, which obviously allowed me to be there for 4 years. So at the moment, this place is just being done up. But hopefully I come back into the... They have a little radio station down in Ringsend Community Centre.
Very good.
And you do what? Well, I've done two podcasts when I was there. So it's going to be all going up modern now when it's fully functioning. But I'm just going to do... Help around the place while it's being done up, you know.
So, oh, very good. Right, so you've gotten onto the sound engineering course in Ringsend.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, John. That's great news. One final call on Good News Friday is Helena. You're on 98FM. Hiya, Helena.
Hiya.
Helena, what's your good news?
My good news today was I was in a car park and a lovely man came over and gave me a ticket and paid for my parking for the day.
Paid for your parking?
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
It was really nice. So a happy Friday.
And to that man who paid for the parking for Helena, happy Friday to that man. That's a really nice thing to do. Actually, it's something I often do if I have, say, if I paid for street parking and I haven't used even half of it, I always give the ticket away to somebody else. Always do. All right, that's good news, Helena. Thanks very much indeed. Here's a WhatsApp voice message that's just come in to us.
Lads, enjoy Storm Hannah. Me and 17 of the lads are off to Magaluf on a stags for the weekend. Giddy up.
You swine. Yeah, Storm Hannah is... Dublin's got to escape the worst of Storm Hannah, we're being told by the weather forecasters. I happen to be heading down to Limerick and Cork for the weekend, and it's going to be a red warning, apparently. Wow. Thank you very much indeed for all of your calls for Good News Friday. I really enjoyed them.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Des Kelly Interiors. New store now open at Belgard Road, Tallaght. 98FM.